All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. In terms of performance, they're mostly positive day for the names we typically look at there. Commodities had a nice day. Crude oil up around 5.5% or so. Gold up around 2%. And the Russell 2000 rounding out our top three up around 1.25%. Towards the downside, fixed income representatives taking a tumble yesterday. TLT, AGG, and the US dollar pretty much flat as our bottom three. Our first comment is going to be on none of those names here. We're going to look at MTUM on a sensitive $1 scale or 1 point scale. Now, just like the rest of the major markets have kind of petered out around these all-time highs or consolidated around all-time highs, the same has been true for momentum as laggards have done a little bit better here. On this 1 point chart, we posted a pair of consecutive buy signals. Now, it looks like we are trying to put up a fight around the middle of the trading band there at around 250 or so, but this is definitely going to be something that we're going to watch out for. Now, the fourth quarter is typically a seasonally strong part of the year for momentum. So again, we do have some historical tailwinds in play, but this is definitely something that we're going to be watching. Again, the strength of those other areas of the market, those laggard areas. Now, when we talk about what that means, when we talk about what is actually the difference between those leaders and laggards, one that we typically look at is an indicator that is called RS spread. Relative strength spread is what that's short for. What this measures is the distance between a basket of winners or high RS stocks and a basket of losers. So a big value here, a widening value, a growing value is good for momentum. A falling value is bad for momentum. So you'll notice here, we're still on a buy signal. We're still in a positive trend, but we are noticing that kind of blue line there for our current value. We're pretty close to reversing back down into a column of O's. So near term, we have seen a bit of a preference for our laggards. This is definitely something that we're going to want to watch. Now, we can also take a look at momentum versus other factors. And the one that I'll mention today is MTUM versus SPLV on a 1% scale. So this is a pretty sensitive relationship between momentum proxy MTUM and SPLV, so low volatility. Now, this is a pretty consistent chart. So you look back in time, you see signals leading to further signals of that same type. But point being, we are seeing a reversal back down. Just earlier this week, we saw a reversal back down favoring SPLV in the near term. So again, keep that in mind when you're looking at this type of stuff. Don't only look at MTUM on an absolute perspective, but it's important to remember relative perspective as well. So take a look at those metrics. Next, talking about the names we typically do, gold, GC backslash. We mentioned this one. Obviously, it's moving around quite a lot here. Got a reversal back up into X's at around 4160, 4150 or so on its default chart. Now having some support just offered there around 4020. Do note this could continue to bounce around. So if you've got exposure, just know that we could be in for a bit of a ride over the next month or so as we figure out where actually we want to be. Next, crude oil. Mentioned that one is one of the bigger winners over the last 24. Moved higher, about three boxes higher to the middle of the trading band around 62. Haven't mentioned crude that much over the course of the last couple of weeks, really, as it's really done nothing besides just grind lower. Bull case here is that we are, have jumped back down to kind of the mid 50s there a couple of times so far in 2025. That seems to be the spot that we want to defend. Towards the upside, though, I'm not sure the risk reward is really quite there. As we sit at the middle of the trading band, that's some old resistance there. We're still in a negative trend on a pair of consecutive sell signals. Next level of technical resistance is there at 66 and then further at that negative, or excuse me, negative trend line. I was right at there at around 69 or so. So point is, the path of least resistance here is still negative, and I'm not really looking for long exposure until further technical improvement is seen. One name, though, that did post or return to a buy signal yesterday was Valero. Obviously, they were boosted higher by their crude prices as well as recent earnings. The point is VLO returning to a PNF buy signal there after bouncing off the middle of the trading band, well within a positive trend at this point. Again, get that buy signal. Now, we are near the top of the trading band and near that resistance at around 178. But the point is, this is a high RS stock, one that is, again, a standout within an otherwise pretty weak energy sector. We'll wrap up with one Friday. I do want to mention again the kind of different parts of the research hub. As we come back, you and I earlier talked about RS spread a lot. Now, all of these again are tabular. So as we kind of click into any of these domestic equities, we can look at, for instance, industrials or comm services and get commentary, a video on them, and other research that's been written about them. The one I do want to show you all today is RS spread, which is kind of managed by John Lewis out in out in California. The point is he'll write put a little write-up about the state of momentum each week. And the way that you can get that again is go to the research hub, go to the kind of scroll down a little bit, go to market indicators research, and then you'll see it here, RS spread. If you click on that, his write-up again updated on a weekly basis or as needed will kind of come through. He looks at a couple different charts than we do, line charts, and then also a write-up on that as well, and then a specific kind of chart that he's looking at for the week. So lots of good research there. I just wanted to highlight specifically his this morning. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.